This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Hello, David White. You're Freddie Mickey then of Then We All podcast. Slightly different piece today. There's a guy I've been talking to on socials and whatnot, and what's that, Rich, who it comes to light that his mum was one of the founders of the Lionesses. And anyway, as you know, these things work out. We started having a chat and it suddenly come to light that he's a boxing trainer. And obviously, as you know, I'm a bit of a fat lad and looking at some ways of getting fit, and we're having a chat with that. And then it suddenly come out that he's got a fight coming up, and obviously with Christmas and all that lot, I know it's a little bit late, but he's got a guy fighting this Saturday, so Saturday the 27th, he's got a lad fighting for a world title fight. So, Rich, you're about the same build as me. You got a lad, late 20s, training, up and coming, good lad, seen his videos and stuff. You've got him in a world title fight, so that must be good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, so I've got my fighter, Casey Kadeemi. He's a British Afghan. He's had three fights for me already. This fourth fight will be for the IBO flyweight world title. So, yeah, it's a big thing for me. It's a big thing for him. So hopefully he can win and bring it home.
So how long have you been boxing training for? How long have you trained boxing? Is this your first one, or you've done others, you've done more kids?
I've been in the gym since 7 years old. Had about 90-odd fighters myself as an amateur, and then got into coaching around about 19 or 20, and then stayed in the amateur game for about 20 years. Had one of the best junior squads, had schoolboy champions here, there and everywhere. One of them I still actually train, Archie Sharp, who's going to get ready for a big fight soon. And I've been a pro trainer for about 7 years. Trained like fighters on and off. Now I've got Casey getting ready. So this is the biggest fight for me in my career so far. So I'm looking forward to it. We're up for the challenge. We're going to win. And my fighter Casey is going to make history.
So Casey, I'll come to you. Who's more nervous, you or him?
We're both nervous, but that comes with boxing. So yeah, I mean that's one thing that don't go out of fire, I think, or trainer. You always have that nervous in you.
I mean, you've obviously had a few fights coming up to this and you've done well, hence why you've got to the world title fight now. The world title fight will obviously mean so much to you, you know, and I'm going to be positive and I'm going to go, once you've won the world title fight, then pretty much the world will open up to you, to other fights, to other opportunities, etc., where all your hard work and obviously your background and everything else, where you've come from and where you are now, will suddenly have payback.
100%. I mean, I've been working so hard for this, and since the day I turned pro, I've had one dream to become world champion, and I can't believe that I'm at that stage where I'm getting a shot for world title. So it's a massive opportunity for me, and obviously getting this title on Saturday, raising this title, will open many doors for me. From where I've come from, I've come from a war-torn country where I wasn't given, there's no opportunity there even now. And I've come to a country where there is opportunity, that has given me opportunity, and I'm taking that opportunity with both hands, and I'm becoming a world champion for this country, for Britain. So, on the same thing, I'm making a history as well by becoming the first, obviously, Afghan, because that's where I was born as well, taking that build and to represent them and here, Britain.
And you're fighting in the home of boxing, really, in London, isn't it? Your call is renowned for being... It's in a shit part of the town, but it's on the wrong side of the water for me. But it is a home of boxing. So it's a small, intimate venue to a degree. It will be noisy as hell in there. So hopefully you'll be bringing lots of support, and hopefully you'll get lots of support there. And obviously, if Millwall fans want to go, I mean, Rich is, knocks around with Johnny Garton and all the boys who we know, Charlie Wynn and Cheeseman's and all that lot. So it is from that stock of obviously all the other boxes we know, but all the details will be on these posts. So yeah, clicking, you'll be able to get the links to tickets and stuff at York Hall, which is on Saturday. But what sacrifices have you made up to this? I mean, what's your training regime like? I mean, your food and everything else must be a nightmare coming up to it. I know that, speaking to previous boxers, that once you've fought, and then it's the mass carb intake afterwards, and the KFCs and the Burger Kings and all that lot. So, I mean, what's your sacrifices coming up? What's your training regime like? How many hours a day are you training at the moment?
Currently I'm in a fight week, so we're not training much. We train about 3 hours a day, just to give you the water weight to make the weight. But the training camp's been a hell. Richard, my coach, has taken me to hell. And like I said, we've trained about 5 hours, 4 hours a day, 6 days a week. And to make the weight, obviously, once we reach... Because I used to, as an amateur boxer, 60 kg, and now I'm this fight for 50 kg as a pro. And, we eat 1 meal a day. But look, my coach got the fighting spirit because he's a Millwall fan. He's a massive Millwall fan, and he's got nothing, but he's in my ear saying, come on, energy.
He's been putting this lion-heart mentality
exactly.
into it.
And in my last 2-3 fights that I've been with him, I've had that. Because of his energy, I've get to pick that spirit up and take it to my fight, and I've come up with 2 massive KOs, and look, we're in a world title fight, and his spirit is the energy that keeps me going, and hopefully we're going to put a hell of a performance on Saturday night and get this world title again. That world title will be raised with the spirit of my coach, because I'm a Millwall fan. So
that's it, isn't it? So yeah, hopefully once you win, then maybe we'll look at seeing if we can, if Millwall, if you're listening, Millwall can get you on the pitch side to let people see the belt and everything else. I mean, we've had a few down there. I think we've had Johnny down there, we've had David Hayes down there,
yeah.
I think we've had Tim Cheeseman.
I was actually there.
Ted Cheeseman, even, not Tim.
I was actually there when David Hayes done his pitch side walk. So
yeah, I don't know if David is proper Millwall or whether or not he's West Ham, but we'll leave that one for a debate outside of
there. I mean, there's more Millwall than West Ham.
Yeah. So I'd never say it to his face, so yeah, don't worry. Do you know what I mean? He's a big lad, isn't you? Yeah, you're not, you're about half my weight. So yeah, I could be more gobby with you than there. We're obviously doing a brief chat, and these things are always obviously hard to do in nervousness for you, but we're obviously, you'll be listening to this, watching some clips and some footage of Casey training and doing his thing. And look, it's just, he is one of our own, and just obviously give him the support. We will put the links. Hopefully it should be being aired on YouTube and obviously some free through channels at the weekend. So we'll put all the links on there and we'll go from there. But Casey, any last thoughts or any last words you want to say? I mean, you're the one who's putting your body on the line for a world title belt, and obviously I wish you the best of luck, but any final words you want to say?
No, I just want to say thank you to you for giving me the opportunity to have this interview with you. I want to thank my coach as well, who's done it. The sacrifice he's made for me for my last 3 fights, and again, I'm just happy. I just want to win this world title, man, and hopefully get the big opportunities.
No, that's it. Well, best of luck for Saturday. All the will in the world. Hopefully you fight like a lionheart. And seeing your previous fights, you do seem to fight that way. I wouldn't want to take a left hook off you. Let's put it that way. Yeah, he's definitely seems to be. Yeah,
he's got heart. He's fit. He's strong. And the talent is there as well, obviously.
No fear.
But,
listen, yeah, and that's it. No fear, no foe, mate. That's our motto.
I've put in the Millwall spirit in.
No, he's definitely got that. I mean, we've been talking about that. He's talking about the Millwall spirit and stuff like that. So, yeah, at the moment, me and Rich are pals, but we are going to be, me and Omar are going to be getting trained by Rich soon to lose some of our body weight. So, no wonder in a few weeks or months' time, I'll probably be thinking the same of him as you do. Like, he is a wanker. And it just doesn't stop. Yeah, that's it. So we'll definitely be seeing there. So look, hopefully you've enjoyed the footage. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. If you do want to get tickets, then obviously your call. The link will be below. And if there's any companies out there what want a box, you know, want to sponsor a boxer, then yeah, get in touch and I'll pass your details on to Rich, and I'm sure he'll have a conversation with you, because obviously sponsors do let these boxers do what they do, and without sponsors, they can't do anything. So anyway, thanks for listening. Hopefully you've enjoyed this, and once he's won the world title, then we'll get him on a live show and we'll have a good conversation with him and see how pretty he looks after that. So yeah, no worries, many thanks, speak to you all soon.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.